Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
Our scripture lesson today comes from the book of Romans, Paul's letter to the church in Rome, from chapter 13, starting with verse 11. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. This is the good news of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thanks be to God. Amen. Would you pray with me? Eternal and gracious God, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation and the inspiration within all of our hearts this morning be acceptable in your sight. For you, O Lord, are our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, this is the final chapter of this concept I've been working on for the last four Sundays, our divine vocation. The idea being, what is it that God is calling us, Stonebridge United Methodist Church, to be about in this day and generation? But it's also about each one of us and God's particular call on your life, my life. How do we understand vocation? How do we understand God's calling in our life? And so, a quick review of where we've been for the last few weeks. The idea of vocation comes from the Latin vocare, mean to call or to summon. Vocation is that response that you and I make with our total self. Our total self. The self we are in the internal depths of our being that only we know about. The self we are with our family, the self we are at work, the self we are at school, the self we are with our friends, the self we are with strangers, our total self, our response to the call of God and neighbor. Now, where is the place that God is calling us to? Go back to Frederick Buechner's quote, the place that God is calling us to is the place where your deep joy, deep gladness, and the world's deep hunger meet. And our lifelong endeavor, first to find and then after finding to claim that purpose in life which is part of the purpose of God. Claiming your purpose, my purpose in life that is part of the ongoing purpose of God, the unfolding of God's kingdom in this world. And from last week, from this little entry into Dag Hammarskjöld's journal about his own particular transformation moment. At some moment, I did answer yes, and from that hour, I was certain that existence is meaningful and that therefore my life in self-surrender had a purpose. My life in self-surrender had a purpose. The key word in that today is moment. That's what we're going to talk about. Moment. The powerful moments in our life that transform our lives forever. And thus our verse for the day from the Apostle Paul. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep, for salvation is nearer now than when we first became believers. The night is far gone and the day is near. It is the time and now is the moment for you and I to awake from sleep. Salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone. The day is upon us. Now, when anyone goes off to professional school or professional training, whatever that might be, whether it's medicine or law or government or education or whatever, you enter into a certain particular club, and in that particular realm of profession, you learn a new language. It's part of what goes on with the profession. Well, when one goes off to seminary, one learns new language. And within the first couple of weeks of my being in seminary, I learned two brand new words. They're Greek words. One is chronos and one is kairos. Now, what's interesting about these two words is they're both translated in the Bible as time. But they have different aspects of meaning, chronos and kairos. Now, chronos is the time in which we all live in. It is this ever-flowing stream of time from beginning to end that we are all entrapped in from beginning to end. That is the flow of our life. It's like the line from the hymn from Isaac Watts, "O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come." That line that goes, "Time is like an ever-flowing stream, bears all who breathes away. It flies forgotten as a dream and dies at the opening day." Kind of depressing, isn't it? That's the time we're all entrapped in, you and I. This flow of time. Chronos is where we get the word chronometer, watch. So I go online and I find myself a whole bunch of chronometers, cheap ones and expensive ones. And I'm looking at these. These are all watches that tell us time, that keeps us on time, keeps us in the flow of time. But I got kind of curious with this picture. Anything unusual about this picture? Anything? They all have the same time. 9 minutes after 10. Which makes you wonder, when a photographer is taking a picture of a watch, he has to wait till it's 9 minutes after 10 before he can take the picture. Go and look for yourself. Go look at watch advertisements. They're all 9 minutes after 10. I guess they want a smiley face or something on the watch to give it some kind of a happy look. Well, a watch is a chronometer. It tells us chronos. But 9 minutes after 10, it's kairos time. It's the exact time. It's the point of time. It is the time. It is the moment of now that is full of expectation and hope and possibility. Theologian Paul Tillich, probably one of the five great theologians of the last century, he says this about this idea. The mystery of the future and the mystery of the past are united in the mystery of the present. Our time, the time that we have, is the time in which we have presence. We live in it, and it is renewed for us in every new present. This is possible because every moment of time reaches into the eternal. It is the eternal that stops the flux of the time that entraps us, for it is the eternal now. There is one power that surpasses the all-consuming power of time, the eternal. Christ, who was and is to come, the beginning and the end. Christ gives us forgiveness for what is past, the courage to what is to come, Christ gives us rest in the now, in his eternal presence. You know what time it is. Now is the moment. The moment when we awake from sleep. Salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone and the day is at hand. Now, the Old Testament has its particular ways of talking about this idea of time. The great wisdom sages, to everything there is a season. Turn, turn, turn. And a time and a purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to mourn, a time to dance, and a time to reap, a time to sow, a time to gather stones, and a time to throw stones away. The psalmists talk about waiting in time. There are lots of passages about waiting. Waiting for the Lord, waiting, waiting. My soul waits. I hope it waits for his word, and in his word I hope. My soul waits. It waits for the Lord. More than those who watch for the morning. It waits, it waits, it waits. What Paul is telling us in the book of Romans is the time of waiting is over. The Messiah has come. Christ is here, present now. And it's this idea that keeps cropping up in Christian history over and over again, even to this day. In the 3rd century, Augustine, great saint of the church, extremely influential to this day, was having a vicious war of wills. His will against the will of God. And it was at an impasse. It was not going anywhere. He could not let go and could not let God. Until one day, in a garden, he's wandering around and he hears singing as if little children are playing. And they're singing, "Take up and read, take up and read." And he looks down, and there on a bench is a book. And in this book, there is one book of the Bible, Romans. And he picks up the book, and he opens the book, and he reads. You know what time it is. Now is the moment. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. Closer now than when you first believed. Put on Christ and make no provisions for the flesh. Kairos. In that moment, he lets go, lets God, and God wins. Kairos. And it changed his life. And it changed history. Martin Luther, in the 1500s, was agonizing over how in the world does one please God? How does one deserve the love of God? How does one achieve God's grace and God's favor? How do you do it? And he tormented himself. He thought he had to bend himself into a human pretzel just to please God. Until he picked up the book of Romans and he read. You are justified by faith. You are made right with God by faith as a gift. As a gift. It's a gift. It's not something you earn or deserve or achieve. It's a gift. And in that moment, Kairos, he let go and received the gift. And it changed his life. and it changed history. Our own beloved John Wesley, founder of the Methodist movement, was having a very bad day on May the 24th, 1738. He was very, very depressed. He thought his life basically was over. He thought his ministry was done. Everything up until that point in his mind was an utter failure. He had failed God and he failed himself. He even wondered where God was. Until that night, he had been invited to a Bible study with a group of German Moravians on a little street in London called Aldersgate. Many of you know this story. And he walks in and he's moping around. And the interlocutor gets up and begins to prepare the evening by reading from Martin Luther's commentary on the book of Romans. And John Wesley begins to listen. And as he listens to how Martin Luther was talking about how Romans, Paul, talks about the Spirit of God working within us, shaping and molding us, and giving this sense of assurance of God's love in our life. And it was a kairos moment. And as John Wesley remembers it, he remembers it this way. At that moment, I felt my heart strangely warmed. And I did know that Christ loved me, even me. It changed his life, and it changed history. So have any of you ever come to a fork in the road? What does Yogi Berra say about what do you do when you come to a fork in the road? Take it. But any fork in the road in our life is a kairos moment. It's a moment of decision. It's a moment that's going to change. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood. And I shall be telling this ages and ages since with a sigh. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference. It was spring 1976. Up until that time, I had spent 3 years or so in Florida. I thought at that time in my life, I was going to have a career in television. So I've been working for a television production company, for a cable company, cable television company, in its early days in Florida. And in the afternoons, I was a disc jockey on the radio until a sequence of events happened, and both of these companies were bought and sold, and personnel totally changed, and I was laid off. And there was not much prospects in those days in Central Florida, and so I was struggling to find the job. And so I humbly and kind of reluctantly came back to Texas and moved back home with my parents. But I thought that was my career pursuit. And so I continued to look for those kind of jobs. And so I discovered an opening up in Sherman, Texas at KXII Channel 12 in Sherman. And so I called them up and I scheduled an interview and I went up. And I interviewed and I auditioned. And they said, well, this went very well, but we need to tell you that we're currently in a budget constraint, and so please call us back in 2 weeks, and we'll tell you something. Well, I called them back every 2 weeks for 9 months. And they kept, just, we're working on it, call us back. Till one Sunday after church, a man by the name of Jim Tarr comes up to me and says, "So Vic, have you ever thought about going to work for the Boy Scouts?" Now, those of you who've been with me through these last few Sundays know that early on I talked about there was a man in my life that was a scout executive who was very influential to me in my early days. And so I had an idea of what it was, and I knew I had, it was, you know, it was something that was real possibility. So I said, "Well, sure, I'll come and interview." So the next day, Monday, I go over to Circleton Council, spend the day in this interview process. On Friday at 3:00 in the afternoon, I get a call from Dean Lawler from Circleton Council that says, "Vic, can you come to work on Monday?" And I say, "Yes." 5 minutes later. This is true. 5 minutes later. The station manager from KXII Channel 12, Sherman, Texas, calls and says, "Vic, can you come to work on Monday?" What do you do when you come to a fork in the road? And I said, "No." Moment of decision. Changed my life forever. You know what time it is? It is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. Salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. Paul says it this way in 2 Corinthians. "So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away." See, everything has become new. "At an acceptable time, I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation, I have helped you. See, now is the acceptable time, and now is the day of salvation." It is now. Our divine vocation, we have been called into the present moment. The time, the moment to wake from sleep. Salvation is now. The believers, the night is far gone and the day is at hand. We are the people of the new creation. We are the people of God's kingdom. We are the people of God's new creation of grace, of love. That is our calling. It is a calling that we have been called into now, this moment. We are called to decision. Is this a Kairos moment? The moment when we say yes to God as a church. All has passed is forgiven. All is past is thankfulness. All that ahead takes courage, but all that is ahead of us is a resounding yes. We live into the new day, the dawn, the new hope in the eternal now. You and I, now. That is our divine vocation. Forever. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us for our celebration services, an uplifting mix of contemporary and traditional worship styles, as we open our hearts to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Sunday mornings at 8:15, 9:30, or 10:45. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.